You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hi, it's Rodney Davidson here from Fame. I'm not at Kitimula, we're actually down at Nairobi this morning, and we're just making our way into the prison headquarters here at Nairobi. We have an appointment to meet with the principal prison chaplain, his Venerable Canon Johnson Katumu, I think Stephen is his name, eh?
Katumu.
And I'm delighted I actually have Stephen Lee with me here, who flew over from America just yesterday evening. So we're looking forward to meeting. This is the man who gives me the permit to enter the prisons. We met him briefly at Embu Prison about a month ago, and he has told me there that he would like to increase the range and scope of the prisons that I can visit. So we pray God will just open up new doors, new opportunities to serve him, and most of all to bring the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to these men who are suffering the wages of sin, really, in this world. So we're just now in the office of the principal chaplain, Canon Johnson. For the last number of years, I've had the privilege of going to various prisons around the Mwingi district down to Kitui. I thank God for that opportunity. We've had a chat here. I'm just going to hand over now to the principal chaplain, and he will introduce himself and just share what the Lord puts in his heart even now. Welcome. Thank you for having us, by the way. Thank you for the warm welcome with you in your office, and for the cup of chai.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rodi. I'm Johnson Katumu, the principal chaplain of Kenya Prisons, in charge of the Protestant faith. I'm in charge of all the Protestant pastors who work in Kenya prisons, employed by the government. So we are fully employees of the government. We work full-time. Mm-hmm. So we're not volunteers. Okay. We work full-time as employees of the government. And currently we have 119 prisons all over the country. And in all these prisons, we have at least one or two chaplains, but they all depend on the size of the prison, because they are not the same. Some prisons are bigger than the other. We have the maximum prisons, like the maximum prison here in Nairobi. I have 5 chaplains. There's another maximum prison for women called Rangata. I have 4 chaplains. We have another one called the Nairobi Remand. I have 5 chaplains, because the number in Nairobi Remand, for instance, for prisoners, is over 2,000. The number in Kamiti Maximum Prison, which is the biggest prison we have in Kenya, maximum prison, is over between 2,000 and 3,000 prisoners. Mm-hmm. And most of them are on some on death row, some on life sentence and long sentences. Last month we had a medical camp with Fame. We really thank Lodi and his team from Ireland, who visited us in one of our prisons in the eastern region. They did a wonderful job seeing the sick in prison, both staff and the prisoners. And they were very happy. I had a chance to visit them one day, and I was also very happy. In fact, I did a report to our general, and I believe he is also very happy with the people who are partnering with us. Those people who come to visit, we call them partners in our prison ministry. So we are thankful. We welcome you. We have 8 regions in Kenya. So in all those regions, we have at least a chaplain who is in charge of that region, who coordinates all other pastors in those stations. And now all of them report to this office for their work. We receive reports from the stations. Every month we get monthly reports on what is happening in the stations, if there are people who visited, like now we have a report that you visited and so many people got saved in that station. Wherever you go, we get these reports and we consolidate the report to the Commissioner General for his action.
I heard the report that 8 men had given their lives to the Lord.
Yes.
Subsequently to the visit, not on the day.
Yeah.
But subsequently, and I thank God for
that.
Because
yeah.
He's able to change these men's lives.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes.
Transformed lives.
Yes.
Through the power of the gospel.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you for that idea of bringing our chaplains together. I believe it will be a very exciting moment for them, because once in a while, I think it's good to go out of your station and also meet with other chaplains, exchange views, and also hear from visitors from elsewhere. And because these are pastors who are ministering to the prisoners with a lot of, you know, diverse needs, I believe it will be a good time for them to hear from experts from elsewhere. And so we welcome that idea. Our Commissioner General has no problem if we report to him that you are bringing these people together for whatever reason, that will enhance their work. Currently, the number, we're talking about 217 for now, but that number can go up because we're still asking our Commissioner General to give us some more chaplains because the work is enormous. So possibly if we are thinking of bringing these people together by, let's say, next year, a year to come, the number will be more than 200.
As you said, we can also make it known, publicize the event, that it, that other pastors from around who would like to come can come and join as well. That would be a bonus.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. Principal Chaplain, thank you for the warm welcome.
You are most welcome.
Thank you for allowing me, you know, as the missionary with FAME, to be able to go into the prisons. I count it a privilege and an honour.
Yeah.
And when I see the Lord at work and lives changed, I rejoice. And it's my prayer that as those prisoners leave and go out into the community, they will become examples, model citizens.
Yeah,
so thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of FAME, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that FAME is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.